mentioned about Yeaton when I did an interview.
Well, we're all waiting.
It's Tricky, Tricky Dave.
It didn't come up into the conversation, did it?
We trying to create like a Billy Bitter type situation? Or,
well, you know, we just... I just didn't want to say anything. You know, I didn't want them to have time to come up with plan B, and it took them a quarter and a half to do that, or two quarters, so we just try to keep this quiet. I told him not to show up to the game until after the game had started. But,
this ain't your first rodeo.
Thank you. And you know what? If you have a chance to prepare, you can really do some things that bothered us. But Travis Reed, how about him? He stepped right up and made some shots, and that's what he needs to be. You can't have a lefty finisher if he doesn't finish. And but, you know, it was refreshing, even though it was when it was 9-8 or 7, you know, 10-8 or 10-9, we were at least scoring. You know, we played this game so many times where we haven't scored. So to the kids, I thought we got rattled as coaches early, and finally I just said, stop yelling at the kids and let them play. And they settled down, and they did a good job. And, we dominated ground balls, dominated faceoffs, and time of possession. So it's a good win for us. We got 7 wins. It helps us get to the tournament, and now we move on to the next one.
Coach, it seemed like the attack was as good as it's been all year today. Why?
Well, you know, Grant Catalina, we need Grant to be a player. You know, he didn't score a goal last night, and he hasn't scored a goal against Navy in his career. So I challenge you. Might have called him some names this week to get going. But he stepped up for us, and then when Trav got to come, that really helped their team. And Ryan Young's been a great player all the way through. But got to give the goal credit. I thought he made some phenomenal saves, and he kept them in the game. And, you know, they played without their starting goalman, a shorty. And, you know, they did a good job. Navy's Navy. We cleared 17 out of 17. We won faceoffs, so I'm just happy to win the game.
Getting guys open, particularly Travis on the backside like that, I mean, that's his game, right? Find a spot, get your hands free, and take
care. I think I told Billy this. The sliding teams have been in trouble lately because of the people of cutting the fill guys and popping the crease guys. And if you slide, it causes all kind of problems. The teams that don't slide aren't having that problem. But Maryland's having trouble. Navy's having trouble. Hopkins is having trouble. And that's what you get on it, is the backside being open. So we've all got to change our rules or come up with new ones. And that's what we've been working on.
How much did the hat trick is a hat trick, no matter how you get it. The way Grant's timing, kind of flipping that game your way in the second quarter. How big was that?
It was good because, it's the white elephant that you never talk about, that we've lost 5 of the last 6, you know, and everything like that. And our kids offensively are the younger kids. So, when they started to score, I think they really relaxed. So I thought it was important to score to get the lead at half. You know, we didn't have all the lead long, but more importantly, it allowed the kids to relax and play a little bit. And, you know, we outshoot them 18-6 in the third quarter and played a little bit better after that.
Coach, was it my imagination or was Grant in the middle for most of the game? What was that strategy?
Well, the idea was we were fading Grant and cutting a backside fill guy and popping him. And so if they wound up pushing us to the middle of the field, by pushing us to the middle, that opened Grant up on the pop. And so they were taking away our strong hands, which allowed us to throw through for the pop. So it just happened. We do that on all our – when we run our too low offense, it's what we do. So
somebody translate that for me.
They pushed us to the middle of the field, and the crease guy slid, and then we popped the guy away.
Okay. Every time Navy scored a goal to get it down to 1, you guys responded.
I thought the big goal was Danny Burns's. You know, they score, and we get one off a face-off violation or something.
Left.
That was a big one. I thought that was just gave us confidence and led us to relax. And, you know, Richie Mead is a heck of a coach and a heck of a human being, and we're just fortunate to beat Navy and to beat him.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.